11 tonight, sunrise time tomorrow morning, 5:45. The air is calm, barometer is steady at 29.65. And again, with foggy conditions, we are at our overnight low of 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news is next, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New Israeli attacks in southern Gaza as ABC News has learned the Biden administration paused weapons shipments to Israel. ABC's M. Wynn has details on the latest military action.
Israeli troops entered Rafah yesterday. A tank was seen crushing an I Love Gaza sign as troops took control of a border crossing. But U.S. officials insist Israel has not yet launched a full-scale invasion.
Nashville, St. Louis, Memphis, and Cincinnati, some of the metro areas facing a severe weather risk today. The last 2 days have seen 40 reported tornadoes across 11 states. Heavy damage last night in Portage, Michigan. Two nights ago, roughly 350 homes in Oklahoma were destroyed. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. More testimony expected from Stormy Daniels. Tuesday, Trump's attorneys moved for a mistrial after Daniels' testimony about their 2006 encounter. This is ABC News. New trouble for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, reportedly under investigation after an attack on a photographer at a club. Rice is already facing felony charges for a hit-and-run crash in Dallas. There's a major change on the way for the WNBA.
For the first time, the WNBA players will fly private planes to their away games for the entire season. The league's commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, announced it's committed to spend $50 million over the next 2 years for full-time charter flight service. The WNBA spent $4 million on charters last year. It comes as the WNBA's profile is gaining more fans in the stands thanks to players like Caitlin Clark. The team also has more back-to-back games this season due to the hiatus, so players can compete in the Summer Olympics in Paris. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And a key part of the Olympics arrives today in France. The Olympic flame enters French soil in the southern city of Marseille. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take and bake deli fresh pizzas. Kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes too at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. High school baseball yesterday, Ithaca with a 10-0 win over Kickapoo, Seneca 3-1 over Weston. In the SWAL, Riverdale 2, Fenimore 1, Mineral Point 11-3 over Southwestern. In high school softball, River Valley 10, Richland Center 6, Prairie du Chien 7-3 over Lancaster, Dodgeville beat Platteville 9-4, Highland Edge Benton-Schulzburg 4-3 in 9 innings. On the state scene, Willie Adames hit a three-run home run into the left field bullpen with two outs in the ninth inning, helping the Brewers rally for a 6-5 victory over the Royals last night. James MacArthur had retired the first two batters in the ninth when William Contreras began the comeback with a double on a full-count pitch. Gary Sanchez followed with a walk before Adames homered on an 83-mile-per-hour curveball. Jared Koenig earned the win for Milwaukee. Also in interleague play, Washington 3-0 over Baltimore, the Angels 9, Pittsburgh 0, Philadelphia 10, Toronto 1, Atlanta 4-2 over Boston. In the National League, Arizona 6-2 over Cincinnati. The Cubs edge San Diego 3-2. Mets 7, St. Louis 5. San Francisco 5-0 over Colorado. And the Dodgers 8-2 over Miami. In the American League, Texas 15, Oakland 8, Detroit 11, Cleveland 7, Tampa Bay 5, the White Sox 1, Yankees 10, Houston 3, Seattle 10-6 over Minnesota. In the NBA playoffs, Boston 120, Cleveland 95, Oklahoma City 117, Dallas 95. And from the NHL playoffs, in two overtimes, the Rangers 4-3 over Carolina. Also in overtime, Colorado 4-3 over Dallas.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
A high of 74 today, a good amount of sunshine and mild conditions, cloudy and breezy with rain developing tonight, a low of 48. East to northeast winds, 10 to 17 miles per hour. Thursday, cloudy, cool, and breezy. Occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon. A high of 58. For Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy. A 50% chance of scattered showers by early evening. A high of 65. At the WRCO studios, fog and a little bit of rain early in the morning, 0.02 inches early on. We're down to the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. It is 45 degrees. Today is Wednesday, May 8th. Maybe this is your day, dog. This is Toby Keith.
Night at the Top Cat when the band slowed down with Merle. Man, I hit it across the barroom trying to find my baby girl. Some drunk tried to punk me and asked my baby, do you dance? She said, yes, I do, but not with you. I'm a-waiting on my man. See, every dog has its day, dog. When a big dog goes in a bone. One moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Lucky dog gets a big old bed, stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day, dog, but today, dog, just ain't yours. Well, I dipped her and I kissed her and she said, let's do one more. And we were halfway through the two-step when he stepped out on the floor. He jerked me back and said, I'm cutting in. Girl, it's do-si-do. She doubled up her fist and caught him right square on the nose. Yeah, but dog has his day, dog, when the big dog throws him a bone. One moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Lucky dog gets a big old bed, stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day, dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Fat dog, skinny dog, little itty bitty dog, hot dog, cur dog, weenie dog, bird dog, hound dog, cow dog, bow wow wow dog, wonder dog, barking dog, chasing far car dog. If a dog has its day, dog, when a big dog throws him a bone.
one moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Yeah, a lucky dog gets a big old bed. Stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours.
Seniors of Eagle High School, you did it. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG. Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Bailey Paint and Decorating.
I've been around. I've seen the fire in lovers' eyes. I've seen the lot, babe, in my time. I didn't think that there was much I missed, but let me tell you this: I've never been so loved in all of my
Charlie Pride on WRCO Radio this morning. Good morning. Today is May 8th, and this day in history, it was VE Day. And in fact, VE Day, the cause for a huge celebration on the European mainland after the fall on this day in history. It wasn't until America's Japanese surrender months later that VJ Day declared victory in the Pacific and World War II had finally ended. But a big one today in history as VE Day, or Victory in Europe, was established. May 8th happens to be Coconut Cream Pie Day. Ooh. That sounds good. That might be one of my favorites of all time right there. It's Have a Coke Day as well. So celebrate accordingly. And this day, pharmacist John Pemberton first sold his carbonated beverage named Coca-Cola as a patent for medicine. Yeah, a little bit of a history lesson for you this morning. From WRCO Radio, moving and grooving, time is 6:15. Pry your eyes open and get ready for Wednesday. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Been doing that 9-to-5 straight line walking. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time
since I've seen that letting down your hair, double dog dare look in your eyes.
Oh, when you've been burning it at both ends, been a hot minute since you flipped that switch.
Girl, it ain't nobody's fault to shut the world off and turn it back to when it was you, me, and whiskey. Loving country song, fire burning hot till the last drop's gone. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you. Get back, shot glass, girl, you ain't missed a beat. You already let a little four-letter slip, and your hands are all over me.
And you're already talking dirty, and it's only 10:30. We know where it goes from here. I can't find this mean red wine glass.
Yeah, I can't find it in a beer. It's you, me, and whiskey all night long. Sank into the bottom of the country songs. Fire burning high till the last drop's gone. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Let's say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you. Songs, turning this house to a honky-tonk. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Let's say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you.
Justin Moore and Priscilla Block on WRCO Radio. It is 18 after 6.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Some strange weather yesterday. We were watching, calling the softball game, and the sun was out as bright as any time of day, and it was raining. And it rained a little bit off and on. Didn't see the rainbow in the rain. Now it had to be somewhere, though. Right now, WRCO Radio 45, and a little bit of sun peering through the fog. This is Clint Black.
I've seen the storms coming so many times I'm losing track. Clouds are rolling in again. Oh, and what a woman. Every time I start thinking back, how she's come and gone just like the wind. And there's no such thing as old forgotten memories. No such thing as the only one to blame.
Really do. Brought all
these flowers and your black dresses and suits. But y'all know me, and you know the truth. That ain't me in that box there in front of you. Can't I just get an amen and y'all just get out of here? I got the best view ever now that I'm way up here. Joking around with Jesus, catching up with Grandpa. Hurry up, preacher, I'm telling y'all you should be fishing. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there, high up in your deer stand. Save my truck and save my guns, and when they're old enough, give them to my sons. Don't let this stained glass shine on y'all too long today. And save the roses, save the roses. Don't waste a moment. Tell who you love, how much you love them. Don't just say it, nah, you gotta show every chance you get to get to know her better. Remember forever, don't last forever. Take it from me in my brand new point of view. The biggest regret of your life won't be what you did, it'll be what you didn't do. You should be fishing. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there, high up in your deer stand. Save my truck and save my guns, and when they're old enough, give them to my sons. Don't let this stained glass shine on y'all too long today. Time is so precious, it ain't gone away. You should be fishing. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there.
Lee Bryce on FM 100.9. Save the roses. A news, weather, and sports update is coming up next.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Attention all listeners, Mother's Day is this weekend, and here at WRCO, we are celebrating the wonderful moms in our lives like never before. Join us Friday morning in the 7 o'clock hour for an exclusive opportunity to win one of two delightful candy bouquets, courtesy of Add-A-Touch Floral and Gifts and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Picture it, vibrant colors, delectable treats, and the sweetest surprise for mom. Because let's face it, there's nothing better than seeing Mom's smile light up the room on her special day. So whether you're near or far, make sure Mom knows she's the sweetest thing on earth with a little help from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Added Touch Floral and Gifts and your friends here at WRCO. Tune in this Friday during the 7 o'clock hour for your chance to win only on WRCO, your home for heartwarming moments and unforgettable surprises. Because at WRCO, we believe every mom deserves to feel cherished on Mother's Day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A 630 report is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer, with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. A good amount of sunshine and mild conditions expected today and a high of 74. Maybe more rain developing later tonight and a low of 48. This morning, the fog is starting to lift here in Richland Center and we're at 46 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. It was announced at last night's Richland Center City Council meeting that City Clerk Aaron Joyce is stepping down as clerk. His last day will be next Wednesday, May 15th. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant said that the position will be posted and anyone interested in serving the city as clerk is encouraged to apply. In the meantime, beginning May 16th, Ashley Oliphant will serve as interim City Clerk and City Treasurer, with Misty Molzoff from Southwest Regional Planning as the interim assistant until new personnel are hired. Alderperson Karen Tepley brought up to the council that recently there have been several situations where the council rules have not served the council well. As a result, she suggested that an ad hoc committee consisting of 3 to 5 people, along with an advisory team, be formed. The motion to authorize the creation of an ad hoc committee for the purpose of updating council rules was approved unanimously. Karen Tepley, Mark Chambers, and Melanie Walters were appointed to serve on the committee, with Karen Tepley as chair. President Joe Biden returns to Wisconsin today. Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks at Gateway Technical College in Sturtevant at noon. The Journal Sentinel reports that he's expected to highlight the scaled-up Microsoft data center development in Mount Pleasant and perhaps contrast that with the underperforming Foxconn project supported by former President Donald Trump, who held a campaign rally last week in Waukesha. The White House also announced that Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee a week from Thursday. These will be the 4th trips to Wisconsin for Harris and Biden, a sign of the state's critical importance in their bid for a second term. At the Capitol, the legislature's budget committee met on Tuesday, but the committee's Republican majority did not take up Forever Chemicals or health care funding for Western Wisconsin as requested by Governor Tony Evers. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green said the governor lacks authority to compel the committee to meet. Markline and Representative Mark Bourne blamed Evers for vetoing bills on both matters. The dispute between Evers and Republican lawmakers on how to allocate $125 million budgeted for PFAS remediation is now months old, and it appears local governments will not see any of that funding released this year. Evers argued the bill restricted the DNR's ability to hold polluters accountable. The JFC also took no action on health care funding for Western Wisconsin, where 2 hospitals recently closed in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The committee approved spending $36 million in opioid settlement funds that will include money for education and prevention. The committee's Republican majority modified the plan submitted by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services on how to spend the settlement money. An audit of diversity, equity, and inclusion practices at state agencies and the UW system will proceed. UW System President Jay Rothman on Tuesday told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that he's not clear on what exactly will be audited.
So I'm struggling with what the standards of the audit might be. But again, we are willing to work with the committee. We're willing to work with the state auditor to try to define that because, we'll be transparent about it. And if the audit can help make us better, God bless it.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had promised the audit to help root out the DEI programs in state agencies after reaching an agreement with UW to redefine the positions. Tuesday's 6-4 committee vote to approve the audits was along partisan lines, with Democrats opposed. There will be more space for travelers at the La Crosse Regional Airport as two of the three daily flights to Chicago will be on larger planes. American Airlines is now using E-175 jets that will have room for 26 more passengers, as well as a first-class option. The change comes about a year after Delta Airlines stopped servicing the Cooley region. Last month, American Airlines added an additional flight to Chicago to get to the current total of 3 daily flights. A number of Red Cross blood drives are going on this week. Area high schools will be holding them today. The first one scheduled will be at River Valley High School from 8 to 2. The second will be at Richland Center High School from 9 until 2. A third will be held from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. And a fourth will be held from 11 until 4 at Weston Schools today. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. A pair of wedding barn owners will be suing the state over its new liquor license laws. The barns, represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, say the new law unfairly targets their establishments by requiring them to get formal liquor licenses to host weddings with alcohol. They argue that because they don't serve beer or alcohol themselves, but rather allow wedding parties to bring their own, they should not be subject to the same regulations that bars and taverns face. The new law passed with bipartisan support last year. There is now only one county in Wisconsin free of the emerald ash borer beetle. WJFW-TV reports that the beetle has been found in Washburn and Taylor counties. That leaves Burnett County in far northwest Wisconsin as the last place the invasive beetle has not spread. The Department of Natural Resources ended its statewide quarantine on moving firewood last year. Experts say once the beetle is in an area, it's only a matter of time before all native elm trees are killed by the pest. A reminder, the Spring Green Chamber of Commerce office is closed today and will be on Thursday as well.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
After up and down weather yesterday, it looks like it's going to be a little bit better day today with highs of 74 and sunshine and mild. But wait, there is rain on the way, possibly for tonight, and a low of 48. Thursday, cloudy, cool, and breezy. Occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon and a high of 58. Friday's high, 65, with a 50% chance of scattered showers by early evening. In Richland Center yesterday, we picked up 47 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. We did top out at 75 degrees. This morning, the fog is beginning to lift following a midnight reading of 54 and a low of 45. We're at 46 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Sports Time is sponsored by Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, a few games were played yesterday. A few were canceled as well. We'll check out the high school scoreboard and also details on a Brewer win in dramatic fashion last night.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there is a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
River Valley won a high school softball game over Richland Center 10-6 last night. Tessa Schluter was the winning pitcher after giving up 6 Hornet hits, walking 3, and not striking out a batter. River Valley's Tessa Schluter then helped her pitching cause, going 2-for-2 with a double. Hannah Hegland was 2-for-3 with a walk. Brooklyn Stokes, 2-for-5 with 2 scored. Haley Williams had a double. Lydia Willoughby and Leah Makarowski each had RBIs. Ella Hillebrand had 2 hits and 2 RBIs, and Kenley Straka singled and scored. Richland Center's Abigail Williams was 2-for-3 with a triple. Riley Schultz doubled twice and 2 RBIs. Ebony McCorkle with 2 RBIs. Carly Meaden scored twice. Kaylee Nee had a hit for the Hornets, but they fell to 2-8 overall, 0-6 in the Southwest. With a 10-6 win, River Valley now 9-9 overall, 5-2 in the league. They have a makeup game with rival Dodgeville today, starting at 4 o'clock. Richland Center will make up a game today with Lancaster. Elsewhere yesterday in high school softball, a few games played around the area, including Highland edging Benton-Schulzburg 4-3 in 9 innings. Also, Prairie du Chien 7, Lancaster 3, Dodgeville 9-4 over Platteville. In baseball action yesterday, the Riverdale Chieftains got a huge pitching performance from junior right-handed Chase Chitwood last night, downing Fenimore by a score of 2-1. Chase would pitch a complete game, giving up just 3 hits while striking out 7 and walking none. Andre Tainter would deliver a clutch RBI double in the game to help the Chieftains raise their record to 7-3 in the conference and 9-6 overall. Mineral Point picked up an 11-3 win over Southwestern as well in the SWAL, and Westby defeated Arcadia 7-1. It was a win for the Ithaca Bulldogs over Kickapoo yesterday, 10-0. Micah Salisbury had 3 hits. Mac Neef and Wyatt Hilby each had 2, leading the Bulldogs to the win in 5 innings. And it was Isaac Jennings taking a tough luck loss on the mound, allowing 1 earned run on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. The Weston Silver Eagles fell to Seneca yesterday. That final score was 3-1. A number of games on the schedule today, including Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge and Royal at Brookwood, Seneca at Wazika Steuben, and Ithaca at Kickapoo, Richland Center at Lancaster, and River Valley at Dodgeville. Last night at Quail Run, it was Keith Lang with the top score in men's golf action. He fired a 2-under 33. J.J. Klatt was second with a 37. A 3-run home run by Willie Adames in the 9th inning gave the Brewers a 6-5 win on the road in Kansas City last night. Junior Ortiz and Reese Hoskins pounded home runs earlier in the game, but Milwaukee trailed 5-3 going into the 9th. The victory snaps a 3-game losing streak. Jared Koenig got the pitching game-winning victory in relief, and Trevor Meagle earned his third save. It was quite a night for Adames, who was being heckled a bit by the fans and told them and the Brewers that he had their back and that he would hit a home run, and he did. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the come-from-behind victory.
I mean, they got a really, really good club. And so for us to hang in there and just hang in there, and guys playing out of position, guys playing, you know, Monastery and Bowers in the outfield at the end, and Mona getting his first hit of the season.
Pat Murphy with the comments following the win last night. The teams wrap up the three-game series this afternoon with the rubber game. Joe Ross is scheduled to be on the mound for the Brewers. The Cubs edged San Diego 3-2 and the Mets over St. Louis 7-5 last night. Tampa Bay 5-1 over the White Sox, and Seattle beat Minnesota by a final of 10-6. The Badgers are rated 7th in the first Big Ten Conference football power poll. That's 7 out of the 18 teams in the new alignment. It's possible Wisconsin could make big improvements this season and still only win 7 or 8 games because of the league changes. Pollsters say they've rated the Badgers so high because head coach Luke Fickell and his staff have had more time to put things together. Expectations center on a much improved offensive line. Earning the top spot in the way too early poll is Oregon, followed by Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
seniors of Ithaca High School. Take a moment to reflect on your high school journey and the lessons you have learned. Your experiences have prepared you for the adventures that lie ahead. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations. On WRCO. Hello, Texas. Hello, Joanne. Hello, Hank. Our crack team is starting to assemble here today for your morning. It is 46 degrees at WRCO. A beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin, so no risk that I'll get my feathers wet today outside. Actually, I don't have a game to call, but I may have to maybe knock down some weeds or something like that, or who knows, maybe take a nap.
Roof.
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leal Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries, and Grant County Economic Development for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Just for tuning in here, your chance to win Brewer tickets comes up this morning around 7:15, so stay right there if you're interested in seeing the Brewers play the rival Cardinals this weekend. Coming up on WRCO Radio again next hour, 47 as we head to turn those numbers around a little bit later on. 74 for a high with sunshine. 48 tonight and Thursday, 58 with occasional showers. We ride that spring roller coaster ride weather-wise. Here's Alan Jackson.
Remember when I was young, so were you. Time stood still. Love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk and gave our hearts. Made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died. Life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Seems so old now looking back. just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember.